So I really want to talk today about the Rambam, but before we get to the Rambam, I want to talk a little bit more about the Bahag that we've been talking about. We've had two Mahalkin in the Bahag. So the Bahag holds, and when the Gemara says that the Choshesh Begroinoi, it means that it's the fact that he's Choshesh Begroinoi that makes the Shem Hazayis into a Nikkur. Because he's Choshesh Begroinoi, therefore the Nikkur becomes Tufel to the Shem Hazayis. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Bahag. So, the difficulty is the two yes on the Bahag. Choshesh Begroinoi is a refuah. Refuah per se is not doesn't require a bracha at all. The only reason why he makes a bracha on the Shem Hazayis is only because it has a tam. And mitzad the tam, the Shem Hazayis is tofel to the neger. So, how can the fact that you need the Shem Hazayis the refuah, which by itself is not a reason to make a bracha at all? How can that make the Anigroi tofel to the Shem Hazayis? So we said two mahalchim in the Bahag. Mahalach number one. So maybe the Bahag holds that, like the Pashas and the Balamor, that a tofel doesn't need a bracha altogether. It's not the pshat that the bracha of the Iker Pater is the bracha of the tofel. A tofel doesn't need a bracha. So therefore, the Anigroi, since it's tofel to the refuah, it's true that a refuah doesn't need a bracha. But one could still be tofel to the bracha to the refuah and not need a bracha. If being a tofel means you don't need a bracha, then it's not inconceivable that something could be tofel to a refuah and not need a bracha either. The refuah doesn't need a bracha because it's a refuah, and the tofel doesn't need a bracha because it's a tofel. So the anigrin is tofel to the refuah. Tofel to the Shem Hazayis has a refuah. If the anigrin doesn't need a bracha. On the other hand, the Shem Hazayis, since you do have hanor from the Shem Hazayis, at least when it's there is some hanor, so therefore you make a bracha on the Shem Hazayis. That was one possibility. There's a difficulty though, in that assumes that a tofel does not need a bracha, which is pashas perhaps the sheet of the Balamar, but it'll still be shver because the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Bahag, Mechaber paskens like the Bahag. And the Shulchan Aruch certainly holds that a tofel does need a bracha, because the Shulchan Aruch paskens that if you eat a tofel before the Iker, you have to make a bracha on the tofel. So what bracha you make? We talked about it. We'll talk about it some more. But a kapanim, you do have to make a bracha on the tofel. So you see that a tofel needs a bracha. If a tofel didn't need a bracha, then if you eat the tofel before the Iker, it's still a tofel. Hakol Maidim, when you eat the tofel before the bracha, the tofel is still a tofel. Not eating it, you're eating it as a tofel. The case that they're talking about is you're eating it as a tofel. You want to eat some good gedonia, some kind of. The case that the place can be busy with is that you want to eat some sweet good gedonia before you take a drink, so that it'll give the drink a good taste. Like people hold sugar cubes in their mouth and then they have tea. So that's the case. So you're putting the sugar cube in your mouth first, and then you're going to drink the tea. Or you're eating the gedonia, so now you'll have a sweet taste in your mouth, and then you're going to drink the wine or the liquid, whatever the beverage is. So the tofel is still a tofel, but since you're eating it first, you have to make a bracha. Lefila Balamar is probably not true. Lefila Balamar could be put the tofel in your mouth first. If you eat the tofel first, it doesn't need a bracha. So this mahalach in the Bahag is good for the Bahag. I mean, we could say it in the Bahag, but it's not going to work in the Mechaber. It's not going to work in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Bahag. And the Shulchan Aruch holds that the tofel doesn't need a bracha. So we had another mahalach in the Bahag. And that was based on the Trumas Edeshin and the Ramah, that even though a tofel needs a bracha, and when you eat the tofel first, you have to make a bracha, but the bracha that you make on the tofel is shakal niyavidvari. Even though it's, again, the case I'm talking about is you have these little good gedonias, kind of berries or something, they really should be bari priates, but because they're a tofel, they go down to shakal niyavidvari. So you see that a tofel loses its chashivas, any intrinsic chashivas that it had, a tofel loses. It just becomes like something generic. So it loses all chashivas. So therefore the anigroin, even if it needs a bracha, but since it's tofel to the refuah, so it goes down to being shakal niyavidvari. It loses all of its chashivas atzmus, all of its intrinsic chashivas. The Shem Hazayis, on the other hand, has a chashivas. So if you have a mixture, one thing has the chashivas and one thing has no chashivas, the thing without any chashivas becomes tofel, the thing that has the chashivas. That was the second mahalach that we said in the Bahag. But the emes is that we could raise the same objection, because then it's still going to be a steer in the mechaber. Because the Mechaber paskins, well, the Mechaber doesn't say, but the Beis Yosef says, not like the Trumas Hadeshin and the Ramah. The Beis Yosef holds that when you eat the tofel first, you make on the if you eat the good gedonias in the case that they're talking about, if you eat the berries first, you're making them a bar peyetz. Beisaisi says lama tafsid es brichasa. Haru uyoloi. And yet the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Bahag. But the Shulchan Aruch, the Beisaisi is chalak on the Truma Sedeshin in the Rama. The Beisaisi brings the Truma Sedeshin that you make a shahakol on the top when you eat it first. And the Beisaisi is chalak on the Truma Sedeshin. He says lama tafsid es brichasa. And yet he passes like the Bahag. So this Mahalach is again good for the good in the Bahag, but it's not going to be maspik in the Beisaisi. Unless he was chayzer, but in the Beis if he's chayzer, he's chaylik on the Truma Sedeshin. He says the tefillah retains its own bracha; it doesn't lose its chashivus. And yet, in the Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber paskins like the bahag. So that would still be different. I think maybe there's another mahalach in the bahag, a third mahalach, and this really maybe could work for the Beis. Going back to that case where you eat the tuffle first and then you're eating the ikar. So we saw two shittas. What bracha do you make on the tuffle? If you make a bracha at all. Maybe the field of Balamor, you shouldn't make any bracha at all, but all the shittas that are beferishim, but all the people who talk about it beferish, all you do make a bracha on the tuffle. So what bracha do you make? So we saw two shittas. The Truma Sedeshin and the Ramos say, Shakon Liyavidroi, the tuffle loses all of its kashim. Rishayshu says, Lama tafsid es b'chosay. It keeps all of its chashivas, and you make on it the bracha, you make on the tofel the bracha that the tofel naturally deserves. So let's talk about the case that they're talking about is you're having these berries, and you're going to wash the berries, and then you're going to have this drink. You're going to have a drink. And the berries, that it gives sweetness to the drink. So the berries are tofel to the drink, but if you eat them first, so the Fibbe says, if you make a berry priyates, and the Truma Sedeshin, you make a shahakel liya bedvar. And the Truma Sedeshin says, it doesn't matter what the drink is. It could be wine, it could be, it doesn't matter, whatever the drink is. The drink is the ikr, but the tofa, but you're eating the tofa first, on the tofa, you make a shahakel liya bedvar, since it's a tofa. There's a third shita, which is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in... that siman where they talk about this where the Ramah brings the Truma Sedeshin, the Magen Avraham has a third sheet that the Gaon is masking to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that he says it depends what the drink is. If the drink is a shahakon liyavidvari dika drink, let's say it's iced tea or something, some kind of bracha that you could say on berries, it's a bracha kelelis. You could say it on berries. Then on the berries, make a shakon liyavidvar. But if the drink, let's say, is a berry priyagofen, something that doesn't make any sense to make on berries, then you can't make a berry. Then you make on the berries the bracha of the berries, berry priyates. It's a strange kind of pshar. You're eating berries as a tofel in order to give sweetness to the beverage that you're about to drink. So eating the tofel and then the ikr. So the whole source from the thing is in Arzua. The Truma Sedeshin is quoting in Arzua. Arzua is talking about a case where the drink was iced tea or whatever, a shakel. So in Truma Sedeshin, so the Arzua, which is the original source of the whole thing, that the Arzua says, you make on the berries a shakel. So the Truma Sedeshin, they have understood, because the tofel goes down to a shakel. That's it, like it's just a din. The tofel goes down to a shakel. The Magen Avraham says that's not shot in the Arzua. Now the Ramah in the Truma Sedeshin, he says they misunderstood the Arzua. The Arzua is not saying a general rule that the tofel always goes down to a shakel. What the Arzua is saying is when you're eating a tofel before an ikr, you make on the tofel the bracha of the ikr, the bracha that the ikr is going to have, but only if the bracha that the ikr is going to have could make sense on the tofel too, because it's a bracha kelelis. So then you can make the bracha of the ikr on the tafel. So if the bracha on the ikr, it's iced tea, the bracha on the ikr is going to be shahakol and berries, but yeah, but it's a good bracha. So then you make the bracha of the ikr, shahakol on the berries, because the berries are tafel to the drink. But if the drink is a bari priha, if the drink is going to be a bari priha gofen, let's say it's wine that you're going to have as the drink with the berries beforehand, so then the bracha of the ikr is bari priha gofen, and the ikr you're going to make a bari priha gofen. Well, you can't make a bari priya gofen on berries. It's, even b'riyah, but it's not going to, they're not goffin. So then you can't use the bracha of Iker on the tuffel. So what are you going to do? So then you have to make the on the tuffel you have to make the bracha of the tuffel. Then you have to make a berry pie and the berries. And then when you drink the wine, you'll make a berry pie guffin. But it's because, sir, if you're eating berries and they're nice tea, so you make a shakal on the berries, and everything is potter. And it covers everything. So you make the bracha of the Iker already on the berries. But if you're going to have berries and then wine, so you can't make on the berries the bracha of the wine. So then on the berries, you have to make a bracha of berries. And on the wine, you'll have to make a bracha of wine. And what are you going to do? That's the L'chari we pass on the guys. The Gain's Masin to Magen Avraham. L'chari, that's the Halach. So what's the Havan over here in this Magen Avraham? Manashach. If a Tafel needs a bracha, we're assuming a Tafel needs a bracha. You can't just skip the bracha. Tafel needs a bracha. And it seems to be, and the Magen Avraham also doesn't think like the Truma Sedeshin, that a Tafel loses its Chashivos and it goes down automatically to a shackle. He doesn't have that either. The Tafel needs a bracha, and the Tafel didn't lose its Chashivos. So why shouldn't you make always on the Tafel, the bracha of the Tafel, very page? Why should you make a shackle on the bears? Just because they're... The Beis Yosef holds, you always make a bari peitz in the berries. Why not? If you're eating the berries first, you're making them a bari peitz. They may be a tafel, but you're eating them first, you have to make a bracha. And what bracha? So you make their bracha. We have on the other end the Trumas Hadesh and Ramah, that you always make a shackle, because a tafel is, it loses all of its, it gets deracinated, it goes down to just being plain vanilla food. So it's always a shackle. Magen Avraham says no. When you're eating the tafel, if you can, you make an interbrach of the ikr, shackle. But if you can't, because the ikr is wine or something, then you have to make the brach of the tafel on the tafel. So I think the pshat in the Magen Avraham, the lumbus in the Magen Avraham, we're learning a lot of the rate of ikr of a tafel. So ikr of a tafel is really a sukkah at the end of the parak. We'll see if we get to the end of the parak, we'll have to chazer. But this is also sukkah ikr of a tafel, so I guess it's okay. So the chayyad of pshat in the Magen Avraham is that he understands the concept of ikr v'tafel to be that the tafel becomes like an extension of the ikr. That's the havana in the whole concept of ikr v'tafel. The tafel becomes like an appendage of the ikr. You have a pitcher of iced tea and you have these berries. So the berries become like an extension of the iced tea. That's why normally you make a bracha on the iced tea when you're eating the iced tea first. So you make a bracha on the iced tea and it covers the berries too, because the berries are just an extension of the iced tea. If you have the berries though before the iced tea, you're having the berries first. So since they're an extension of the iced tea, so when you eat the berries, you can make the bracha on the iced tea. Because the tafel becomes a sniff. It becomes an extension of the iced tea. I look at the berries and I see iced tea. This is a part. They're in the system. They're in the orbit of the iced tea. So I make it the bracha of the ikar. The bracha of the iced tea is shakal miyavidvar. Normally that's what I would do. If I would drink the iced tea first, I would make the bracha on the iced tea, and it would cover everything in its orbit. It would cover all the appendages. So here I'm having the appendage first, but it doesn't matter. I can make even when I'm eating the berries, I'm already. This is just an extension of something that goes along with the iced tea. So I can already make on the berries the bracha of the iced tea. And that's what I should make. I should make on the berries the bracha of the iced tea. So I can make a shakal on the abidvar. Normally, when you have a berry praise, you're not supposed to make a shakal on the abidvar. You're supposed to make a berry praise. But here, I'm not supposed to make a bracha on the tafel at all. I'm supposed to make a bracha on the ikr. Well, the berries are an extension of the ikr. So on the berries, I make the bracha of shakal. And I'm really making the bracha on the shakal. I don't make another shakal when I drink the iced tea. When I make the shakal on the berries, I'm making the shakal really on the iced tea. So mele, I made the bracha on the ikr, and I patted all the appendages, which is the berries. However, if it's not iced tea that I'm drinking, it's wine. So then, even in theory, why don't I just say, well, the berries are an appendage of the wine. So when I make the berry pregofen on the berries, so I'm really making the berry pregofen on the wine. So that you can't do, says the Magen Avraham. You can't say a lie. You can't put berries in your mouth and say berry pregofen. They don't come from a goffin. You can't be meitzi shekhem yipiv. You're meshakev b'tfilosa. At the end of the day, you're saying the bracha when you're eating the berries. So if the bracha that you're trying to say, shakel mi b'dvarai, it's not a sheker to say shakel mi b'dvarai on berries. So then, since I'm making the bracha on the berries, but it's not only on the berries. Through the berries, I'm also covering the iced tea, and the iced tea is the ikker. So then I make a shakal liyav advar. But if it's berries and wine, then I can't make a berry per gofen on the berries. It would be nice to, so I'm out through the berries, get to the wine. But at the end of the day, the berries are here and the wine is not here. I can't make a berry per gofen on berries. So then I have no choice. Then I have to make a berry per etz on the berries. And when I'll get to the wine, I'll have to make a separate bracha on the wine. That's the shita of the Magen Avraham. That's the shita of the halacha. So you see a lumdus from this Magen Avraham is the main point I want to bring out. You see a lumdus from the Magen Avraham that the Magen Avraham understood, the Magen Avraham, the Goyim, they understood that the way Ikar V'Tofel works is that the Tofel becomes an extension of the Ikar. When I eat the Tofel, kilu, I'm eating something that's connected to the Ikar. Could be that this Havana, maybe the other, even those people who don't agree with the Magen Avraham, like the Beis Yosef, who doesn't hold like the Magen Avraham, they might agree in principle to this Havana that the idea of Ikar V'Tofel is that the Tofel is an appendage of the Ikar. When I make the bracha on the Ikar, it covers all of the appendages. They don't agree with this Magen Avraham that when I eat the Tofel first, I can make the bracha on the Ikar through the Tofel. That's a very, very big chiddush. And maybe that the Beis Yosef didn't subscribe to. But what I want from this Magen Avraham is, besides the Magen Avraham himself, it's such a shita. But even those who don't agree with the Magen Avraham, this is important to me because of the Beis Yosef, and I want to be miyasha of the Beis Yosef. Even the Beis Yosef who doesn't agree with the Magen Avraham, he might just disagree with the Magen Avraham on a technicality. He doesn't think you can make, even if the Tovel is an appendage of the Iker, but you have to make the bracha on the Iker and then part of the appendage. You can't make the bracha on the appendage and part of the Iker. You know, you make the bracha on the sun, and you part of the satellite. So you make a bracha on the satellite and part of the sun. So that he doesn't hold for. But he says, you always make a bracha on the berries. If the berries are first, you just have to make a bracha on the berries and finish. You can't make the bracha on the ikar through the berries. But the Beis Yosef might agree to the etzem havana, that the havana of ikar v'tofel is that the tofel becomes an extension of the ikar. Why is this important to me? So now let's go back to the Bahag. What's the sheet of the Bahag? And the Mechaber passes like the Bahag. Shulchan Aruch passes, and the Rambam also passes in this regard, the Rambam also passes like the Bahag. That when you drink Shem Azayis Halidei Anigroin, if it's Lirafuah, then the Anigroin is Tofel to the Shem Azayis. If it's not Lirafuah, then the Anigroin is not Tofel to the Shem Azayis. As the Torah, but Lirafuah doesn't need a bracha at all. So the Shem Azayis here has two hats. There's the Shem Azayis as Lirafuah, and then there's the Shem Azayis as something that you have anor from the taste when you drink it Halidei Anigroin. You have some anor from drinking it. So you want the anigroin to be tufel to the Shem Azayis. The anigroin is tufel to the Shem Azayis as the refuah. It's not the refuah of the Shem Azayis. The refuah of the Shem Azayis doesn't require bracha altogether. So how can the anigroin be tufel to the Shem Azayis mitzad the refuah? Even if the anigroin is tufel to the Shem Azayis mitzad the refuah, but that has nothing to do with bracha. There's no bracha that you make on that. You don't make a bracha on the Shem Azayis mitzad that. The bracha that you make on the Shem Azayis is mitzad the hanoshaboy. Well, mitzad the hanoshaboy, the anigroin is zikr, not the Shem Azayis. That was the question of the Torah. So Lefi, this new Havana that we get from the Magen Avraham, I think maybe that we could say that it doesn't matter. That's basically what we could say. We could say it doesn't matter. As long as the Anigroin is a Tufel to the Shem Azayis, even if it's a Tufel to the Shem Azayis, Mitzad the Refuah Shavoy. But now that the Anigroin is Tufel to the Shem Azayis, so the Anigroin becomes an extension of the Shem Azayis. I look at the anigroin and I see Shem Azayis, and therefore, since the anigroin is a tofel to the Shem Azayis, is an extension of the Shem Azayis, so then when I make a bracha on the Shem Azayis, mitzad the hanov of the Shem Azayis, it patters the anigroin also. What I want to milk out of this Magen Avraham is this notion that the way ikar v'tofel works is not stam adin that I make an ikar, I make a bracha on the ikar, and the bracha on the ikar also patters the tofel also. The havana is because the tofel is part of the anigra. Because the tofel is part of the ikar. I'm sorry, the tofel is part of the ikar. And that allows me to say, that therefore, even if the anigroin is a tofel to the Shem Azayis, only because the Shem Azayis is a refuah. Refuah doesn't need a bracha. But it still makes the fact that it still makes it a fact. It makes it a fact that the anigroin in this mixture is here only on account of the Shem Azayis, as a tufel to the Shem Azayis. So if it's only here as a tufel to the Shem Azayis, so then it's an extension of the Shem Azayis. And since on the Shem Azayis mitzad the hanos shaboy, I'm going to make a bar piyes, and the anigroin is an extension of the shem hazayis mitzad the refluy shaboy. Doesn't matter. Lemaisa the anigroin became part of the shem hazayis. If the anigroin is part of the shem hazayis, and on the shem hazayis, I make a bracha bar piyes, so it can cover the anigroin too. So that's a, I think a third mahalach in the bahad, and this already I think could work even for the beisayis. Even though the beisayis does not like the magen avraham, but he may still agree to the magen avraham as principle. But the idea of ikar v'tofel is that the tofel becomes part of the ikar. Hey, okay. I wanted to talk about the Rambam, yeah, just quickly.
So according to this Havana, we're saying that since the anigoren is tofel to the shemen zayin, the ta'am, the hana'a, besad achila of the anigoren gets connected to the shemen zayin, which would ordinarily be lacking that. So now it has both. It has the shtiyah and it's the ikar. So we say the bracha that it's fitting for ha'etz, because since there's no hana'a, it's connected to the shemen zayin now. Not sure if that makes sense.
I'm not quite sure that I follow, but what I'm saying is, the bottom line is, I think it's built into the Bahat, well, at least in this. The difficulty in the Bahat is that Shem Zayis here has two different meanings. There's the Shem Zayis mitzad derefua. The Bahat is saying, since the Shem Zayis is an ikim mitzad derefua, so therefore you make a bracha on the Shem Zayis, you pata the tofel. And the difficulty all along was, it's a different Shem Zayis. The anigun is tofel to the shemen zayis of refuah. The bracha bar peyetz is on the shemen zayis of hana. So what does one thing have to do with the other? That was the difficulty from the very beginning. The anigun may be tofel to the refuah, but in Hilchas Brachas that's meaningless. Refuah doesn't need a bracha. We're talking about Hilchas Brachas. In Hilchas Brachas, the refuah is not in the picture. So we had other mahalchim. But now what I'm saying now is it doesn't matter. Because there's some kind of, I don't want to call it a physical fact, but there's some kind of almost a physical fact that since I'm drinking the anigroin only because I want to get to the shemen zayis, because I want therefore I'm a chayshish begroin, so that I now the anigroin now becomes part of the shemen zayis, and therefore, and once it's honorary shemen zayis, so then like the anigroin also has this double role. It's a tuffel to the refuah, and therefore like part of the shemen, and then there's also hano. Well, when I break the brach on the shemen, it part is the anigroin. I take away most of the strangeness in using in having the shemen zayis here. This switch and bait and switch thing that I'm making a tuffel to shemen zayis as a refuah, and therefore it's tuffel to the shemen zayis as a hanah. Doesn't matter if it's part of the shemen zayis, it's part of the shemen zayis. Yeah, let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam Perches Halacha Beis. Ram says like this. I hope we have time. Ram says, "On Shemin you make a bar piyates." So the brach of Shemin Zayis is bar piyates. But says the Rama, "B'med dvarim amurim sheyachayshish begreinoi v'shasa min Hashemin im mei hashlokas v'chayetsim v'em sherei nene v'shtiyase." That's only if yachayshish begreinoi, and you mix the Shemin Zayis up with an anigrein. So now you have anor from the shtiyah. So you make a bar piyates. But if you drank the Shem Zayis straight, or even if it wasn't straight, it was together with an anigrein, but you didn't have a sore throat, in either case, mevorachal of shahako. Sorry, loy nene b'tam Hashem. So let's take this one thing at a time. First of all, the Rambam says the reason why in Shem Zayis you don't make a bar peyetz is because you're not nene from the Tam Hashem. Let's say the simple case. The Rambam is talking about several cases. But in a case where you're just drinking straight Shem and Zayis, the case with which our Gemara began. So the Rambam says, you don't make a bar peyetz, you make a shehakol. Why don't you make a bar peyetz? Says the Rambam, sharei loy nene b'tam Hashem, because you didn't have a no from the Tam Hashem. So how did the Rambam learn the Gemara? The Gemara says that the reason why in straight Shem and Zayis you don't make a bracha is because Izuke Mazikle. And we had in Rishonim two Mahalkim. Rashi learned, you're Mazik your body. It's deleterious to your health. You're going to get a bellyache. So that's why you don't make a bracha. And the Ritva says, no, Izuke Mazik, that's not what Izuke Mazikle means. Izuke Mazikle means that since you're not Nene from the Shemen, so it's not called a Maisa Achila. It's just a Maisa Mazik, it's not a Maisa Achila. Like when you eat Truma, when you eat Shem Zayis of Truma, you have to pay Karen because you're a Mazik. You don't have to pay Chaimish because it's not an Achim. So which way did the Rambam learn? This is obvious. like the ritva, clearly like the ritva. The Rambam learns the reason why it's a shackle, and the reason why it's not a very pace, is the Rambam, is because you're not nenem itam Hashemim. That's mamish like the ritva, which means since you're not nenem from the tam Hashemim, it's not a ma'aseh achila. I didn't start to say those words, but that's what it has to mean, because that's what the Gemara says, Azuki Masikle. Azuki Masikle can mean two things. Azuki Masikle can mean, the way Rashi understood it, the Gemara is saying a medical fact, when you drink Shem Azayis, you get a bellyache. That's why you don't make a bracha. Or Azuki Masikle means, like the Ritva, it's a way of saying, it's not a Maisa Chila, it's a mere Maisa Mazik. And why is it not a Maisa Chila? Because you're not Nena. The Ram is like the Ritva. You're not Nena Mitam Hashem. So Azuki Masikle must mean, it's not a Maisa Chila. However, in the Rambam really bristles with difficulties. First of all, if it's not a Maisa Achila, then why do you make a shackle? The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says you don't make a bar p'eitz when you drink Shem Azayis straight, but you do say shackle in the Yavidvari. Why do you say a shackle? It's not a Maisa Achila. That's question number one. Question number two. The Rambam talks about two cases where you make a shehakol and not a bari peretz. Where you drank the Shem Azayis by itself, regardless of how you're feeling, or if you drank the Shem Azayis al yedei hanigroin, but you don't have a sore throat. In both of those cases, says the Rambam, you make a shehakol, not a bari peretz. And the Rambam says, one reason. Sharei lo nene b'tam Hashem. And he gives one reason for both cases. I'll read it to you again. The Ram says the bracha Shem Azayis is bari peretz. That's only if you're drinking it together with meshlokis and you have a sore throat. Avalim shosh Hashem in levadei. But if you drank the Shem Azayis straight, oy shloi hoya chayshish begoina. Or even if it wasn't straight, but you did not have a sore throat. You weren't chayshish begoina. In those two cases, you make a mevarach olav shahakol shari lenene b'tam Hashem. So Ram is saying it sounds like one size fits all. The reason why Shem Azayis straight, or Shem Azayis al yedei hanigroin, but you're feeling fine. The reason why both of those cases you make a shakal liyavadvari is the same reason. Shari leinene b'tam Hashem. That's very shred. That's not like in the Gemara. We didn't see it. It wasn't that way. The Gemara said if you drink the Shem Azayis straight, so why don't you make a bari p'eitz? Said the Gemara because of zuki mazikli. The Ram probably presumably reads like the Ritva that it's not a ma'aseh achila. But then the Gemara said, okay, so you mixed it with an anigroin. So then it's not a zuki masikle, and it is a ma'aseh achila. But the Gemara says, so why didn't you make a... But the Gemara says, no, that's no good either. You don't make a bari p'eitz then either. Why? Said the Gemara, why? It's tuffel to the anigroin. The Gemara says, you don't make a bracha on the Shem. In that case, you don't make a Shem Azayis, because it's tuffel to the anigroin. So that's two different reasons. Shem Azayis straight, you don't make a bracha, because it's not a ma'aseh achila. Shem Azayis al yedei anigroin is a ma'aseh achila, but it's a tuffel. But that's not what it says in the Rambam. The Rambam says that in both cases, whether it was Shem Azayis straight or it was Ayidei Anigroin, but you don't have a sore throat, the Rambam says one time for both cases. Sorry, Lena, but time Hashem, mamish against the Gemara.
Maybe this case in the Rambam is where the majority is the oil and the minority is the mix. Is that Anigroin?
Very hard to say, not talking about the case of the Gemara. Question number three. The Rambam says that in this case, where you shosli al yedei anigroin, but you do not have a sore throat, so the Rambam says, make a bracha of shakel. Why do you make a bracha of shakel? You should make a bracha of bari p'adama. The anigroin, which is the ikar over here, is vegetables. And cooked vegetables, the bracha is, the Gemara says, Meshlok, this is bari p'adam. Like, how does shakel come in? The Shem Azayis is bracha, is bari p'etz. The other things in the, you know, the rest of this V8 is bari p'adam. So why should you make a shakel? Like, make a bari p'etz. If the Shem Azayis is zikr, make a bari p'adam. If the anigur is zikr. But shakel nivadvari, mandoch hashmei, where did that come in? How do we all of a sudden go down to a shakel nivadvari? So the truth is, the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch raises the question, and the Goyin says, he points to a Taisus later on. The Taisus holds that drinks are always shahakol, even if they're cooked, even if it's a drink that's made out of shlokis. The Gemara that says the shlokis is bari piadoma, That's only if you're having it as a soup. If you're having it in a cup as a beverage, then it's always shakel. That's the goin. That's how the goin is miyashu the Shulchan Aruch. So it's good for the Shulchan Aruch, but it's not maspik in the Rambam, because the Rambam in Halacha Dalet says beferush that meish lokas, when you drink them, they're bar pi adam. The Rambam says in Halacha Dalet, yirokas, shedakan li sholek, that you normally cook, shokan, if you cook them, mevorech al meish sholek shlem, you make a bracha on the soup you get out of it, bar pi adam, vuhush shokan lishtais meimeim. And that's talking about where you cook them up in order to drink them. Shemeimeyash lokas, kish lokas, mevorech al shedakan lishtaisa. So the Rambam says beferish, it's talking about not soup, it's talking about drinking. So the Rambam says beferish, meish lokas, that we were lishtaisa, the bracha is bar pi adam. So why over here, when the Rambam says that you mixed up the shem and zayis with meish lokas, do you make a bracha of shakal niyavidwar? So that's a third question. So let's see what if we can somehow put this together. L'chara, it's muchach in the Rambam. The point of departure. It's muchach in the Rambam. The Rambam says, number one, that you're not nena mitam. If you drink straight shem and zayis, you're not nena mitam Hashem. So as we said before, l'chara, it's muchach, that the Rambam learned the Gemara, like the Ritva, that when the Gemara says, Zuzuki masiklei, it doesn't mean it gives you a bellyache. It means that you have no hana. So why do you call it Zuzuki masiklei? How did Zuzuki masiklei come in? It must mean like the Ritva. But the Gemara is saying, not it's mazik you, the Shem's eyes is mazik you. The Gemara is making the Gemara is saying, halachically, since you're not nene from the Shemen, we don't look at this as an achila, we just look at it like you're throwing the Shem's eyes down the incinerator. So you're just being mazik the Shem's eyes. So, and therefore it's not a maisa achila, and you're not chayav to make a bar, you can't make a bar peetz on something that's not a maisa achila. And that's the dimin of the Gemara to Truma. The Gemara compares it to Truma. There also, it's not a maisa achila, it's a maisa mazik, like the Ritva. Which is very kishmak shot in the Gemara. That's very nice, and so we're going to take that as a fixed point. Right? So something has to be a fixed point, so we can work from there. The Rambam understood that the reason why you don't make a bari pi'etz, if you haven't read the Gemara like the Ritva on straight shem and zayis, you don't make a bari pi'etz because it's not a ma'isachil. Nonetheless, the Rambam says that you make a shakal niyavidvar. Why do you make a shakal niyavidvar? So the chayra, it must be that the Rambam holds that shehakol niyavidvar does not need a ma'isa achila. It may need, maybe it needs hana. We could, so chayra is not hana either. But here we could say that even shehakol niyavidvar, the chayra with osla honus min ha'olam is ebali brocha. Here you're not nene. So maybe that's not so poshut. I'm just saying you're not nene from the top. But hana's habetin could be you still have. It's you get full and. So hanos habet and hanos miayim you still have. You don't have hanos hagorin. So for a mais achila, you need hanos hagorin. We pass in the kaveichonim that hanos that beisur achila. We pass in the definition of a mais achila is hanos groinoy. Did we mention the other day? Bachleik seviyachin reshlokish. What's the getter of a mais achila by in kol haterikul? Hanos groinoy and hanos miayim. We pass in the kaveichonim hanos groinoy. So here you don't have hanos groinoy because shalinei nevetam hashemin. But you do have hanos. Yeah, hanos haguf. So for shakal niyavidvari, osla honus min ha'olam is ebali bracha, the Rambam holds that that's enough. But for bari pi'etz, it's not enough just to osla honus min ha'olam is ebali bracha. You need a ma'isa achila. And a ma'isa achila, and if you're not nene, it's not a ma'isa achila. This is reminiscent of something we saw in Rishon.
Rashi.
What?
Rashi. The one fell
through Rashi. But perish this distinction that bari pi'etz needs a ma'isa achila, but shakal niyavidvari does not need a ma'isa achila. What? Ben Yana said that a kezayis make a bari pi'etz, but unless in a kezayis make a shakal niyavidvar, because also honest with the ma'olam is ebalei bracha. Chari, you see in Ben Yana this idea, where he got it from. But you see in Ben Yana this idea that for bari pi'etz you need to have a ma'isa achila. Ma'isa achila is a kezayis. Unless in a kezayis, not a ma'isa achila, so you'll make a shakal niyavidvar. So Chari in the Rambam we also see something al derech zeh. For a bari pi'etz you need a ma'isa achila, and if you're not nene from the tam, so it's not a ma'isa achila. But for shakal niyavidvarai, any hanos is enough for shakal niyavidvarai. Hanos meayim is also good enough. So therefore, the shem is only going to be a shakal niyavidvarai. Yeah.
Why would the
Rambam
say that you make shakal
shari lo nene
mitam?
Because the Rambam is primarily explaining why you don't make a bari pi'etz. The Rambam started off by saying the bracha of shem is bari pi'etz. By medvah mamurim, when is the bari pi'etz? When you have the right it's how you're nigroin, and it's and you're chayshish begroinoy. So then you nene from tamfe, then you nene b'shliosoy, then you make any of the bara priates. But if you don't have all of those things, and you're not nene from the time, and it's only straight shemen zayis, so you're not nene mitama shemen, then you don't make a bara priates. So what do you make? Shachan levadori, because shachan levadori that doesn't need all these doesn't need such a rarefied ma'isa achilah. Shachan levadori you can make even on a hanasa. And a boychano, and a hanasa beten.
Does one really get hanata beten from shemen? Didn't we just say in the previous amud that there's no, you're not salayed on yain, on sorry, shemen. So shemen is zayan, but not salayed. You don't get full.
No, salayed means not salayed, but it's still something. What?
Zayin.
Yeah, zayin. Right. It's zayin. It's zayin. It's Zayin. Everything is Zayin. So Shem Zayin is also Zayin. Very good. That's very good. Shem Zayin is also Zayin. So for Shachan Liyavadoi, it's enough to be Zayin. Yeah, I mean, then when they say, what about water? Water is not Zayin, and you still make a Shachan Liyavadoi. But it's something. You have maybe water, you have a different thing. You satisfy your thirst. Akoponim, Epis Ahano, you still have apparently from Shem Zayin. Some kind of Ahano. But it's not a Maisachil. L'chor, that's Muchuch in the Ram. We could throw in for good measure the Ram, it's Maturich Rabbi Kreger's Kasha. And May Paris, you make a Rabbi Kreger asked. May Paris is also not a Maisa Chilo. He has a Gemara Msochim by Truma, and May Paris, you're not Chayev Chaimish. So you see, May Paris is also, and the Gemara said the Paris, because it's not Derech Achilo. It's not the Derech Achilo. So you see, it's also not called a Maisa Chilo. And yet, you make a Shaakal Niyabedvar, Tefillah Ramam. Right, Rabbi Kreger's Kasha is not so clear, even because the Achayim asked. It may not be the Maisa Chilo of the Pri, but it's the Maisa Chilo of the May Paris. It's not worse than water. Okay, Rabbi Kreger's question, not so clear what was bothering Rabbi Kreger. But Al Kapanim, something was bothering Rabbi Kreger. So, Lefi the Ram, it's good. The Ram is Taka, Lefi the Ram is good. Ein Hachinami. Ein Hachinami. Maybe May Paris is not a Maisa Achila. Shem Azai is not a Maisa Achila. But Shaakal Nia Bidvar doesn't need a Maisa Achila. So, on May Paris, you make Shaakal Nia Bidvar. So, that would just be like icing on the cake there. Rabbi Kreger's Kasha on it for the Ram, it won't be a problem. Yeah.
If
Mei Peres, you know, not Machila,
wouldn't the
Ram
still hold
each
to
make
the
Bray Pray 8
that
there's Hanah?
And then by Mei
Peres,
you still get Hanah from
it. So Shimon Habits, it's all Bracha of the. No, Mei Peres had it, the Mei Sechila for a different reason. Even though you have Hanah, but it has a different reason why it's not a Mei Sechila. Rabbi Kreger says it, the Gemara says in Psochem, it's not Derech Achilosa. So if it's not Derech Achilosa, it's not called a Mei
Sechila. Then why would you make a Bray Pray 8 on Shem Azayas when it's for a Fuwa? What gives it the Bray Pray 8 status?
Hashem and Zayas is the Derech Achila. When you have Hashem and Zayas.
Is it because of Zayin?
Hashem and Zayas, when it's Lirafua, so it's still not the Derech Achila of the Zayas. Zayas, when it's Lirafua, it's not the Derech Achila of Hashem and Zayas. Okay, I hear it's hard. The truth is, Rabbi Kreger's question is a whole mitzvah. If somebody wants to go into Rabbi Kreger's question, Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Macholas Asuras, I forget where, but Sage maybe knows where. Do you remember where it was? I'll let you know. But Rav Shach has a whole erichus about Rabbi Kreger's kasha. I don't want to get detained by Rabbi Kreger's kasha. That was just the icing on the cake thing. Maybe if you the Ram Rabbi Kreger's kasha, not sure. But the main thing is, I want to just to have the Ram learn the Gemara. So let's just come back to the Ram. We're running, we're late, our time is limited anyway. So Al Kapanim, I think, so that much we've established. Going one step at a time. So we see in the Ram learned, the reason why in Shem and Zayis you don't make a Bari for Eitz is because it's not a Maisa Achila. If you're not Nena, it's not a Maisa Achila. Why do you make Shakal Niyavadvari? Apparently, for Shakal Niyavadvari, you don't need to be Nena Vishdiyos. You don't need Gidrei Maisa Achila. Presumably, you need to have some kind of ano. Also, you need some kind of threshold of also the hanus min olam is ebelei bracha. But Shem Azayis presumably has that because you have some kind of hanus meyayim. So that's how the Ram read the Gemara. So the Ram is reading the Gemara where the Gemara said ozuki masikle. The Gemara means if you drink straight Shem Azayis, so you don't have any hanus achilo. So it's not a ma'isa achilo. It's only a ma'isa masik. And if it's only a ma'isa masik, it's shayakon libador, not bari priyates. So what is the Gemara answer? First answer in the Gemara. The shosle al yidei anigrin. I mean, skip the past part. The shosle al yidei anigrin. So what's the teretz? Poshev shat l'chayr, the teretz is. Then it was al yidei anigrin. Let's say the ritual. How did the ritual learn? The ritual learns the reason why it says ukim azikle, it's because you're not nen, it's not a ma'isachila. So the Gemara answers, shosle al yidei anigrin. So l'chayr that means when it's al yidei anigrin, you are nen. But the Rambam says the Feirish that you're not nene even when it's Aliyah Anigrin. The Rambam says, even in the case when you mixed it up with the Anigrin, the Rambam says, Sharei lo nene mitam Hashem. So the Rambam thinks that the impediment of it not being a Maisa Chilu you have even when you mixed it up with an Anigrin. So what's trapped in the Gemara? In other words, I'm not sure how the ritual learned either, but let's just. When the Gemara wants to answer the Shosli, the Gemara is going to ask that it's a tafel. But when the Gemara initially answered the Shosli al yidei anigrin, but the Rambam is more that the Shemizayis still doesn't taste good. In other words, I could have thought maybe not the way. Maybe when you have an anigrin, the Shemizayis does start to get tasty as together with the complement of the other things. But the Rambam is more very sad that the Shemizayis still tastes horrible. So why does the Gemara think that if you drank it al yidei anigrin, all of a sudden you remedied the problem? If the problem is that you're not nene from the shemen, and now you drank it al yedei nigoin, but it's clear in the Rambam that you're still not nene from the shemen, so what did the Gemara think that we're gaining? The answer is that the Gemara thinks, the Gemara is telling us, that since the whole problem is not that you're not nene from the Tama Shemen per se, it's that since you're not nene from the Tama Shemen, it's not a Maisa Chilo. Says the Gemara, well, if you mix it up with an anigoin, and now you are nene from the whole concoction, maybe not from the shemen shubay, but you are nene from the concoction. So now it's a ma'isa achila. And once it's a ma'isa achila, that you removed the problem. The problem was it's not a ma'isa achila. Now it's a ma'isa achila. So you should be able to make a very pi'ez. It's a little poshup shot. Maybe the ritual learns this way too, for all I know. And you have to check inside the ritual. Nope. It could be. It's not that the shemen zayis gets tasty when it's mixed up with an anigoin. The shemen zayis still does not have a good taste. Maybe it gives it body, but doesn't have a good taste. But it doesn't matter. The whole problem was that it's not a ma'isa achila. It's a zuke mazikle. It's not a ma'isa achila. Says the Gemara, you mix it up with an anigrin. Now it is a ma'isa achila. Because now what you're doing is a ma'isa achila. Because you're drinking something. The whole beverage is tasty. So you have a ma'isa achila. So the Hashem and Zayah Shubay is also considered part of a ma'isa achila, and it's also a ma'isa achila. So therefore, Shav Abracha Bari Priya, Shav Abracha Bari Priya. In fact, the Gemara, okay, that may be true. It is a ma'isa achila, but the shemizayis is tofel to the anigrin. And here we come to one of our problems, which is that, and that's a maskana nigmar. The shem, unless you're chayshish begroinoi, so then we shift it to a different case. But in a case where you're not chayshish begroinoi, that's the bottom line of nigmar, that the shemizayis is tofel to the anigrin. But the Rambam says that the reason why you don't make a bracha bar piyates is not because the shemizayis is tofel to the anigrin, but rather because it's because you're not nenem mitam Hashem. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's not a bari pi'etz when it's aliyah nigroin because it's tuffel to the nigroin, and the Rambam says that it's not a bari pi'etz because you're not nenem from the Shem. So that's a very big problem. What are we going to do with that? So I think the answer is this has to do with the sheet of the Rambam, a different sheet of the Rambam. We'll come to more when we get to the sugi of Dagon, but we'll mention it now already. We already saw the other day in the Goyin that the Goyin holds that in the Tarevis there's no such thing as Iker V'Tafel. Iker V'Tafel is a Tfeilu She'enemu, is primarily in the Mishnah sense by a Tfeilu She'enemu Remes. I have Pas and Maliach, and I'm only eating the Pas because I'm eating the Maliach, so the Pas is Tafel to the Maliach. But when you mix things up together, that's the Goyin, there's no such thing as Iker V'Tafel. There's no concept of Iker V'Tafel. There's Rubei Kekulin. There's a concept of Rubei Kekulin. If it's Rav one thing or Rav the other, so then it'll be Rubei Kekulin. That the Goyin agrees to. But Iker V'Tafel is only by Tvei L'Sheina Mu'Revs. Somebody asked me, it's against Agamara. The Agamara says that the Anigrin is Tafel to the Shem Zayis, Tchar Zat Tvei L'Mu'Revs. We'll see. I hope that's going to get into it as we go along. But Akapana is Eshtetim Goyin. That's what the Goyin says. The truth is, the Rambam seems to hold this way as well. Basically, the Rambam holds this way. Because there's a Rambam in Perek Gimel Brachas Halachabov. I'll read you the Rambam. Zok the Rambam. Kesed hi ha-tfeil ha-murevis. The Rambam also has this distinction between the tfeil she'enu murevis, like Pasim Aliyach, and a tefillah mu'arevus. Says the Rambam, there is a tefillah mu'arevus. The Rambam says there is such a thing as a tefillah mu'arevus. But says the Rambam, what's called a tefillah mu'arevus? When in a parvavus can I say that one of the foods is tefillah to the other? Says the Rambam, kol tovashim arvanoi say ledabek, oikadei liten reyach oilitzvoyas a tafshil, I raise a tefillah. The definition of a tefillah, when you're talking about a tefillah, is that it's only as a binder, it's ledabek, or for aroma, or for color. But if you put it in for taste, so harehu ikar, then it's ikar. So the Rambam says it's very close to the goyim that if, when you have a food and anything and you have foods and it's, any food that's nice and tam is ikar. To be a tufel, you have to be lereach letzeva ledabik binders. The goyim probably also agrees that lereach letzeva. That when the goyim said there's no such thing as a tefillah murevus, he wasn't talking about binders. He was talking about things that are nice and tam. So the Goyim said, there's no such thing in a tefillah merevus. Anything that's nice and tam is not tufel. So the Rambam says the same thing. To be a tufel in a terevus, it's only with davak l'reich l'tzeva. If it's nice and tam, hareyu ikar. Now, what does that mean, hareyu ikar? And what if you have several things that are nice and tam? What if you have 13 things in the terevus that are all nice and tam? So what do you have? You gimli kar? The answer is yes. I think the plain reading of the Rambam is that in Echaram, in that case, they're all Iker. So what do you do if they're all Iker? So then nothing is a Tafel. Everybody's an Iker, and nobody's a Tafel. Right? So, it's fine. So what is that? So then what bracha do you make? Stama, Ram doesn't say. Stama, you have to make the bracha. Either you have to take out the foods and eat them separately, or you just make a bracha kalelis. You make the lowest common denominator bracha that'll cover everything. But al kapanim, it's clear in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't even have rubik kikula. It's even worse during the Goyim. But al kapanim, it's very clear in the lashon of the Rambam. To be a tofel in a tarevis, it has to be lereach ledabek or letzeva. If it's nice and tam, then it's not a tofel. But what about Agamar? Agamar says that the shemen is tofel to the anigroin. How can the tef shemen be tofel to the anigroin? The Rambam says that anything that's nice and tam is not tuffel. So what's the answer? The shem is not nice and tam. The Rambam says b'feresh, ein anena mitam ha-shemen. The shemen is nice, is maybe meisif viscosity. So it's like l'reach, l'dabik, l'tzeva. The shemen contributes body, but it's not nice and tam. And the Rambam says that's called then it is tuffel. So that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says the shemen is tuffel to the nigroin. Why is the shemen tuffel to the nigroin? The shemen is tuffel to the nigroin. Because it's not nice and tam. Because it doesn't, it's not, because you're not netted from the Tam HaShemen. If you were netted from the Tam HaShemen, it wouldn't be tam. So Mela, it's when Yushuv, the steer, the Gemara says, why don't you make a bracha on the, why don't you make a bracha pH on the Shemen? Because the Shemen is a tuffel. And the Rambam says, why don't you make a bracha on the Shemen? Because it's not, you're not netted from the Tam HaShemen. It's Hainu Hach. The reason why it's a tuffel is because you're not netted from Tam HaShemen. Because the Rambam Shita is that anything that's nice and tam is not tuffel. But here, the Shemen is since the Gemara is, since the shemen is, there's no hanor from the shemen. That's what the Gemara means. That's the Gemara's question. It's true that it's a ma'aseh achila. We started off izuk ma'aseh klai. It's not a ma'aseh achila. The Gemara answered, well, you mixed it up with the anigun, so now it is a ma'aseh achila. Correct the Gemara, but it's still a junior partner. The anigun is nice and tam. The shemen is not nice and tam. It's only ledabek. It's only for thickness. So it says the Ram. So says the Gemara. So then it's a tafel. So the shemen over here is only a tafel. That's the Ram. Le'nenem itam Hashem. Now here, there's a problem. You know, I guess we're gonna go over a little bit. How many guys are in a rush to get out of here to go to class? How many guys have class at 12:30? So we have a little bit of a cushion. I don't want you to be hungry, but okay.
Usually,
like,
you eat. I don't.
Okay. I don't know whatever. We'll go for just a few minutes over. You know. But I want to have minimum. You're the last one. Yeah.
It better be a good question.
Yeah.
Doesn't the Lashon of Nenem Itam HaShemen acknowledge that there is a Tam HaShemen, and then the question is, are you Nenem from that or not?
I guess if a Tam that you're not Nenem from is like a tree that fell in the forest, it doesn't count. If you don't get anything from the Tam, so it's not. So that was a good question. So the question is, okay, so now the anigroin is tufel to the gemara says the anigroin is tufel to the anigroin. I'm sorry, the shemen is tufel to the anigroin. And we're saying that's what the Rambam means too. You're not nehne mitam shemen. That means, therefore, it's tufel to the anigroin. There's a problem. So what bracha ought the problem we had before. So if the shemen is tufel to the anigroin, because you're not nehne from the shemen, it's not nice and tam, it's only for body. So what bracha should you make?
Hadoma.
But the Rambam says you make a bracha of shakel. So why all of a sudden do you make a bracha of shakel? So here maybe we could say a vart. Maybe we could say that why is the shemen a tufel? Again, the Rambam is shitosi. Why is the shemen a tufel? Generally speaking, the Rambam has this very democratic view that if you have many different foods in a dish, they're all ikar. Everybody's the prime minister. It's like Golda Meir said, I have a country. Well, I had the gel phone. She says that. She has a country of 2 million prime ministers. I forget the context. I forget the whole joke. But anyway, the Rambam holds when you have a mixture, everybody's the ikker. Everybody's the ikker. So, but the Shem Zayis is not, because the Shem Zayis doesn't have a tam. So it stops being the ikker. But we could say, it depends what we're talking about. What bracha are we talking about? Lagabi bari pri eitz, bari pri adoma. Brachas where you need a ma'aseh achila, and therefore you have to hanos hagorayim. So shemen zayis, since it doesn't give you any hanos hagorayim, so it's only l'dabik l'reich, it becomes a tafel. But as far as shakli of advar is concerned, where all you need is hanos habeten, hanos me'ayim, shemen zayis also contributes to the hanos. So at the level of shakli of advar, the shemen zayis is not a tafel. It's a tafel vis-a-vis bari pri'etz, or bari pri'adoma. So you can't make an abari pe'etz. You know, you're not going to make a abari pe'etz over here because the shemen zayis is a tuffel to the anigrin. But and therefore, as far as you know, we could just make a bracha on the anigrin and ignore the shemen zayis. But the shemen zayis, it may be a tuffel vis-a-vis abari pe'etz. You know, you can't claim I'm the ikar for abari pe'etz. You know, or I shouldn't be. I have a role. But on the level of shehakol, the shemen zayis is the same as everybody else. And the shemen zayis does demand the shehakol. So therefore, you have to make the bracha of shakel because that's the lowest common denominator. In other words, when you have several things in the Tarevis, they all need a bracha, you make the bracha, that's the lowest common denominator. So the Shemen Zayis is not claiming a Bari Priyates, because for that you need Hanosa Chech, and there is no Hanosa Chech over here, no Hanosa Gorn. So in that regard, it's a tuffel. That's what it means, it's a tuffel. The only, the Shemen Zayis has no claim on a Bari Priyates, because it's not being nice in time in the Tarevis. But it still can make a claim on a shakel and Dvar. So vis-a-vis a shakal niyavidvari, the Shem Zayis is as much ikar as anybody else. And therefore, you have to make a bracha of shakal niyavidvari and Shem Zayis. And therefore, you have to make a bracha of shakal niyavidvari in the whole Tarevis. And that's the Rambam, that you make a bracha of shakal niyavidvari. Okay, so that's the Gemara so that's the Gemara's question. So at the end of the day, it's not, so we're looking for Bari Pi'etz, so we don't have Bari Pi'etz. Because if you drank the Shem Zayis plain, then it's not a Maisa Achilu, there's no Hanos, so shakal niyavidvari. Because you're not nenemi tam Hashem, and it's not a ma'aseh achilu. You can make a shakel, for that I don't need a ma'aseh achilu. All he needs is hanos habeten. But I can't make a bari pe'etz. If you mix it up with an anigroin, so now it is a ma'aseh achilu. Because since I'm nenem from the anigroin, so the whole thing becomes a ma'aseh achilu. The ma'aseh shti over here is a ma'aseh achilu. So that problem went away, but now we have a new problem. Because in this Tarevis, the Shemen Zayis, everybody's a nikker normally. Everybody gets a vote, what bracha should we make? But the Shem Zayis doesn't get a vote for Bari Pi'etz because it's not nice and time on the Tarevis. Only the Anigron gets a vote. So therefore, the Shem Zayis can't demand of your bracha Bari Pi'etz because it's a tuffel to the Anigron. The Emes Gemara didn't have to say so far that it's a tuffel. It could have said there are other Ikarim too. You know, there are holds whenever there are many Ikarim, so then you go down to the lowest common denominator. The Gemara could have just said even if the Shem Zayis would be an Ikar, but the Anigron's an Ikar too, so it would still be Bari Pi'adomo. But the Gemara says the emes. That the emes is that the Shem Zayis has no time, and therefore it's altogether a tuffel. So there's certainly no claim over to make a bari pi'etz. But shakel you'll make because the Shem Zayis could still demand a shakel bidvar. So what's the final answer? The final answer of the Gemara is that he was chayshish begroinai. So what's the answer of chayshish begroinai? The answer of chayshish begroinai is that now the shemen is an ikar. Because even though you're not nene from the time of the shemen, but now the shemen is an ikar for a different reason. Because it's the refuah. So l'chayra is a problem. Because the Ram Shita is that you could have many karm. So the Ram holds that when you have... So just because the shemen over here is the refuah, so it could be maybe an ikr, but the anigun is nice and tam, so it could also be an ikr. So why does the shemen have priority over the anigun? Yeah, the shemen has a milah that is the refuah, so it could be an ikr. But the Ram holds you can have many karm. So the shemen is an ikr, the anigun is an ikr, everybody's an ikr. So why do you make a bracha bar p'eitz? The answer is, and this goes back to the raid that we had the other day, the answer is, this is a different kind of ikur. This is like a tefillah she'ena mureva. It's like pasen maliach. You're only drinking the anigvain because you want to drink the shem hazayis. In other words, the Rama's concept that everything is an ikur, when we talk about a tarayvis, where everything is nice and tam, you don't have the like the Goyin said, that the primary meaning of ikur v'tofel in the Mishnah is I'm only eating food B because I ate food A. I'm only eating the pas because I ate the maliach. In a tarayvis, you never have that. This is the recipe that I want. I want the chocolate cake. I don't want the flour or the chocolate. I want the chocolate cake. So that concept of ikur v'tofel you don't have. And the Ram also holds that way. And therefore the Ram holds that anything that's nice and tam is probably is demands a bracha. You make the lowest common denominator. Everything's an ikur. A tofel is the reyach l'davik l'tzeva. Or, you know, viscosity. But otherwise, everything is an ikur. But in the case of chayshish begroinoi, so then, even though the ingredients are stirred up, it becomes like pasen maliach. I'm only drinking the anigwein because I'm drinking the shemazayas. So then the shemazayas avada is the ikur. And that lumdus we said already in the other day when we were talking about the tour in the back, that this becomes like the thing that's lirafua is garim that I should drink the anigwein. The shemen is garim that I should drink the anigwein. Here it's like a tefillah she'ena mureves. So therefore the shemazayas is taka the ikur. Since the shemazayas is the ikur, so you make the bracha on the shemazayas. And it patters the anigman. What bracha do you make on the shem is ayis? Bari priyates. Ayis not a ma'is achilo. You're not nana from the shem. It's not a ma'is achilo. But that we'll say like the Gemara said at the very beginning. It is a ma'is achilo because since I'm nana from the anigman, the whole thing becomes a ma'is achilo. So may I make a bracha? Bari priyates. And I patter the anigman. So the kitzur, the whole, just to sum up, the mahalach of the sugya lefi the Rambam is that the Gemara lechatchila asked. That Uzuki Masikle, meaning you're not Nenem Tama Shemin. So therefore it's not a Maisachilo. So there's no, you can't make a Bari Page. You can make a Shakal Niyabidvari, Al Derech Rabbeinu Yehina. Shakal Niyabidvari doesn't need a Maisachilo. But Bari Page needs a Maisachilo. It's Uzuki Masikle, it's not a Maisachilo because you're not Nenem. Answers the Gemara, the Shosle of the Anigrain, meaning I'm still not Nenem, you're still not Nenem from the Shemin. You still don't like the taste of the Shemin, but you're enjoying the whole totality, so it's a ma'isachilo. If it's a ma'isachilo, then the shaman is also part of the ma'isachilo. The shaman becomes a ma'isachilo since I enjoy the anigwin. Correcting Gemara, that may be true, but at the end of the day, the anigwin is nice and tam, and the shaman is not nice and tam. So the shaman is a tuffel to the anigwin. So the shaman, there's no, so how can you make over here, there's no, what call is it to make over here a bari priyates? The anigwin is the ikir, and the shemazayis is a tuffel. So we added it. So you really make shavari piyadama, but the Rambam's movie, you still make a shakal that you make a shakal liyavidvar. So we said, using the same raw material, that the shemen is only an ikir. The shemen is only tuffel because it's not nice and tam. Regarding those brachas that need a ma'is achila, that need tam. So if we're talking bari preitz, bari piyadama, then the shemen is the tuffel because the shemen is not giving any tam. And therefore, the shemen is not contributing to the ma'is achilu. Only the other things are contributing. But as far as shakal nevedvar is concerned, which all you need for that is hanos abetin, so the shemen also contributes to the hanos abetin. So vis-a-vis shakal nevedvar, the shemen is not a tuff. So then the shemen, so therefore you have to make shakal nevedvar. The shemen zayis can't claim bari peitz for itself, because it's and in that regard it's a tuff. But it can claim shakal nevedvar for itself. So you have to make the lowest common denominator, so it's shakal nevedvar. So finally, the answer is the case is Yechoshish, it's Al Yedei Anigroin and Yechoshish Begroin. If it wouldn't be Al Yedei Anigroin, so you would still you would have no Ano at all, so then it wouldn't be a Ma'is Achila. What does it help that it's Lefua? But it's not a Ma'is Achila. But since it's Al Yedei Anigroin, so you have Ano, so it becomes a Ma'is Achila. But if it was only an anigroin without the chayshish begroinoi, so I would say, yeah, it's a maisa achilo, but since the shemen is not nice in time, the shemen is ladabek l'rech l'tzema, the shemen is tofel to the anigroin. So for that we add, no, but since you're only drinking it for the refuah, so it becomes like a tfeil shein l'levis. Your primary motivation is for the shemen. So therefore the shemen becomes the ikir, the anigroin is the tofel. So you make the bracha on the shemen and you pat to the anigroin. But what bracha do you make on the shemen? The bracha you make on the shemen, as long as it's a maisa achilo, is the bracha they make on the shemen. It's barav yetz, and it is a maisa achilo since you enjoy the anigrin. So the whole thing becomes a maisa achilo. You could still ask, how can the anigrin is only tofel to the shemen as a refuah, but refuah doesn't need a bracha. So even if the anigrin is tofel to the shemen as a refuah, but how can that be a reason to make a bari pre'eitz, which is a bracha on the hana? All right, that's already the shita of bahag that we already have. We have an embarrassment of mahalkin in the bahag. Whatever we said in the bahag for that part, we'll say in the ramam as well. But just as far as the yishuv of the ramam with the sugya, this would be a mahalach al ramam learned through the sugya. Okay, we'll stop here.
According to the, what's the difference between zayan itself?